mine action is not only about mines, it's about cluster munitions. And when I talk to younger adults, I usually imagine anything that goes boom. So you know that this is where UNMAS and others would intervene to really take care of clearing the land, and which would give access to humanitarian. If you look at the news today, be it in Syria, in Yemen, you know there are bombs, you know there are shells, mortars. What it means, you need to clear those things before doing anything else, even if it is to move populations, IDPs, children, women, refugees. So for us, it's a daily operational matter to prioritize mine action to enable delivery of aid, for instance. And another area would be to allow peacekeepers to do their job. So you need mine action. That is why the theme chosen today for this year is mine action is indeed humanitarian action.
Do you get the impression that with the Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's message on international awareness for Mine Day, raising awareness for this special day, and a recent UN General Assembly resolution, do you think there's a growing awareness that landmine clearance and anything that explodes clearance is becoming more and more important today on the humanitarian scene?
Indeed, because more and more you see Security Council mandate, country-specific, asking for an intervention specifically on mine action. The recent General Assembly resolution was voted unanimously, so every single member state voted for it, and it gives a mandate to the UN to do more about mines and to include IEDs, improvised explosive devices. So yes, it is more and more important. And if you heard today, the Secretary General in his message, especially for mine action, he explained and he said ahead of the World Humanitarian Summit. It's so important because as we move forward, in any crisis, it's so important that the humanitarian conversation includes the dangers of explosive hazards. Of course, we also have now, as you've seen, Daniel Craig, who's, well, we know him mostly for his James Bond role, but he is an excellent advocate for the mine action community, so that as we move forward, hopefully more and more member states would join the bandwagon to go towards the elimination of mines.
On that point, you know, the three main conventions on landmines and ordnance and cluster munitions, lots of signatories, we're not there yet, but is there an element of frustration that you have a lot of signatories, but still we have this landmine threat?
I am sure some people would be frustrated, but in terms of our position in UNMAS, we are there to support member states. So UNMAS has also that role that we are the coordinator on the UN side, and we are the chair of what we call the United Nations Interagency Coordination Group on Mine Action, consisting of some 14 UN agencies. So what we do there, we call for the universalization on behalf of the United Nations. We also sensitize member states to join, to sign, and to do a lot of work. And there, I don't speak only on behalf of UNMAS, but we speak also on behalf of the whole United Nations. So we are in the position that the more we talk about it, the more we sensitize member states, the better it will be. And I'm really thinking not about folks in Geneva, but I'm thinking about children, women, boys and men who are in the field who die. I mean, I can tell you these days, the statistics show that landmines kill at least 10 people every day around the world, and actually severely maim countless more. And of these, 40% of these casualties are children.